Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living.
Hey everyone, thank you once again for joining me. Today is one of those plug in the mic and just let it rip sort of mornings. And I usually do these podcasts in the mornings because I feel like it's the time of the day when my mind is most clear. And I don't mean that, what do I mean? I mean that there are less doubtful, constricting thoughts that come through my mind that may stop me from just saying whatever it is that's coming through. And that is really the topic for today. And my inspiration that came through just about 5 minutes ago. So it's amazing what happens when we allow ourselves to be influenced by the flow of impulse that runs through us. And it takes a while. Well, it doesn't have to take a while, but it takes some massaging of our own time to spend time with ourselves long enough to start to trust those impulses. All right, what does that even mean? What it means is that we have insight, impulse, intuition, wisdom, direction, guidance running through us 24/7. There is intelligence that's running through us, through our sensory being, through our senses, through our muscles, through our nervous system. So much so that we could spend the rest of our lives just listening to ourselves and spending very little time listening to others and be very successful. That's a huge statement, but I really, the more I dig into the intelligence of the body and the information that's running through us, the more and more I believe it. So the question for today is, how are you finding solitude, that time away from outside influence? How are you spending time alone in your own internal influence, listening, engaging, unpacking? How are you spending time alone in the solitude of your own brilliance to be able to decipher what it is that you're really telling yourself? So if you haven't seen the movie Inception, I've seen it a bunch of times. It had a huge influence on me. Now, from the outside, it may seem like just kind of a sci-fi space movie. But when you start to really look at the message or how you're receiving the message, it can be pretty impactful. And what I received from the movie at the very end, and I don't want to give away the movie, but really the overall message that I received from the movie is that we are always whispering in our own ear. We're always whispering to ourselves, right? Who's the we? Is it our spirit? Is it our soul? Is it simply the sensory information and the sensory intelligence that's deciphering what is happening in our outer and inner environment, right? So that may sound like a lot, but basically what I'm saying is that we are always deciphering, discerning information from our outer and inner environment. And the question is, how do we use that? How do we use that information? And how are we spending time with ourselves in solitude to become skillful at understanding that? All right, what the hell are you saying, Kara? Whew. How are you spending time alone? Are you spending time alone? What do you do when you're alone? These are the questions. As I continue to coach people out there, and I have a bunch of coaching clients, I don't take on a lot, but I do have some, and I find myself saying the same thing. So that's why I'm listening to the impulse to share it today. How do you spend time alone with yourself? Are you making time to spend time alone with yourself? What are the excuses that you continue to give yourself or make? The reasons that you're telling yourself why you can't spend time alone, lingering in your own mind, lingering in your body, playing with messages coming through. What are you doing? Where is that time? Or where is that? I'm not making much sense, but stay with me, because this is my own processing. You can see how it sometimes makes sense, and if you think about it too much, it doesn't. So my time lingering with myself happens very early in the morning, like very early, 4:30. I usually, my body clock usually wakes me up about 4:12 to be exact, you know, anywhere between 4:10 and 4:25. And I get up, and I'm not saying you have to get up this early. You may be a night person. You may find that time late at night. You may find the time midday, although that's probably very unlikely for most of us. If we have time to linger with ourselves, that unscheduled, unstructured, unrushed time, we're going to start to dissolve the BS that we're telling ourselves. Or I should say, we're going to start to unveil it or expose it. That's the word I was looking for. Expose the BS we've been telling ourselves, the excuses we've been making ourselves. We will start to get underneath the noise, the busyness. But if we don't have that time to linger with ourselves in our journal, over a cup of coffee, looking at the sky, reflecting on your day, that information, that subtle insight and information, just remains shoved down, locked away, hidden. And we just keep staying on autopilot year after year, decade after decade. So it's my challenge to you today to really look at the time that you're spending alone. It is not time wasted. That's what our conditioning will tell us. That's the Puritan conditioning, work, work, work until you drop dead conditioning. When we start to value the time that we spend alone, just as much as we value the time spent in front of the screen or more, we start to really unlock some true wisdom, some deep wisdom, some deep insight that is always knocking at the door. So back to Inception, you know, there are times during this movie where the leading actor, I can't remember, honestly, I can't even remember who it was, it doesn't matter, was continuing to sense something that he had heard, that he had felt, that he had seen, but he couldn't make sense of it, put it that way, because his mind had not been attuned to be able to decipher information coming through. And until finally, at the end of the movie, and I don't even remember if he got it or we got it as viewers, that he had been told this information throughout his whole life. It had been knocking at the door. So what's knocking at your door that you just haven't given the time and space to start to gel in a way that you can understand it? Like, what is that sick feeling in your stomach trying to tell you? What is that dull sense of emptiness trying to put forth for you to hear? If you're waking up with dread, I think I did an episode on this a while ago, that morning dread. If you're waking up with dread, then there's something that's forming that needs your attention. And we all have it. So where is the solitude for you? Where is the silence, the daily silence? If you're not taking that time, if you're spending your time instead on Netflix, that deep yearning to be alive, that deep yearning to create and contribute to the world is going to continue to fester in the cells of your body. And when you don't take the time, it just will fester in a way that will either make you unhappy, cause you to feel really uneasy or agitated with life, with others, in your life, with work, with your kids. So where and when are you willing to meet yourself in solitude? So again, I get up at 4:30, but you don't have to. But if you find yourself rushing in the morning out the door, and this is, like I said, what I tend to say to most people that I'm coaching, get up 15 minutes earlier. Start with that. 15, 20, a half hour. Carve out a half an hour for morning pages. Morning pages is simply writing 3 full pages in your journal every morning. Just free write it. And I've been doing it, you know, I've been writing in my journal for my entire life, but I've been dedicated to morning pages ever since reading The Artist's Way by Judith Cameron. Julie Cameron. 3 full pages. Allow your mind to settle and allow your pen and paper to bring forth that which is tugging at your innards. You don't have to do the morning pages. You can sit and watch the sunrise with your cup of coffee and allow thoughts to come and go. You can take a walk outside without music, without noise, without extra entertainment. Maybe it's an evening walk or painting or knitting, something that allows your mind to roam in a way that burns through the obvious so that you could get to the unobvious. So where is that solitude in your life? And if, name it, and can you expand it? Because at the end of our lives, do we really need to have binge-watched all the episodes of Orange is the New Black? I mean, really? And I'm just using that as an example. Where are you spending your time? And if you're not spending the time in solitude, what are you avoiding? And are you willing to find out? I say this with love. I say this because I care so deeply about people. I care so deeply about our capacity to awaken from the numbness, from the conditioning, you know, from these ridiculous habits that we are all adopting, screen habits, social media habits, these entertainment habits. Can we get back to the simplicity of just being with ourselves? And as Oriah Mountain Dreamer says, and do you like the company you keep in those quiet moments? So I leave you with that. I hope it was coherent enough for you to pull out some insight and some direction in your own life. As always, thank you. Thank you for listening. Go forth out there and shine.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.